With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, folks, and welcome to the March episode of Fika with me, Al Pitcher. You're probably not going to believe what I bought. I bought a ukulele. Now, I don't really have much ambition to be singing comedy songs, but I am now one of those annoying people who tries to pick up an instrument that they can't play and tries to play it. You know, like that? Like, it seems to be the thing that people can do. You know, they see a piano and they think, fee fun, I'll give that a go. And they butcher it. Or, you know, it's the same thing. You don't see, like, you know, an operation in a hospital and someone just kind of taps the surgeon on the shoulder and goes, hey, you shakta, go on, give us a go. Fifan, please. I will be randomly singing songs to you in a kind of Fika with Al Pitcher. I hope you had your semla, I hope you had it good. I hope it feels so summy in your stomach now. And I hope you feel like full of regret. But what a poo you'll do in the morning. So yeah, that's my Fettest Dagen exit song. I've got my little Gubin coming up. I've got an interview with him. I will keep you up to date with my gigs. I've been in Norrland. Thank you to everybody that came to those gigs. Pretty superb. Really cool people and fun people. Fun audiences. You know, some of them, not that willing to get involved, but others, fee fun, they got involved, including saying to me after one gig, hey, let's paint this village red and have some ecstasy. I declined the offer. So enjoy this pod. Please write to me on Facebook. Tell me how you're feeling. If you're having any problems, get back to me and I will get back to you. I'm in that mood. March is here. Soon the Vorschenzler is here. And don't forget that SVT play still on till April the 6th. Fifan Sverige. Fifan Sverige. I've got some new stand-up about the word Fifan, and I think you'll like it. So first, here's my guest. Here's the one and only. In this episode, I do try and give him a few animals in Svenska. But slowly but surely, the language will be mine. Talk to you soon. So I am joined by the one and only Lilla Gubin.
Hey.
Why are you so sad?
I'm upset.
You don't ever get sad, do you?
No. Why would I be sad?
Exactly. There's too much to be happy about, isn't it?
And then, that's what I said. I said something that Papa always says. Why wouldn't you be sad? Papa always says that.
Why do I say, why wouldn't you be sad?
Because I just said it right now.
What makes you happier? Seeing someone happy or seeing someone sad? Because then if they're sad, you can make them happy, can't you?
Yeah, so sad.
Sad?
Yeah, because then I can make them happy.
And in Svenska, glad rhymes with sad.
That's crazy!
Okay, that's not nice, because if you shout into the microphone, people have it on their headphones. They're listening now. They're going, oh, little goobin. What a... too loud, okay?
Okay.
Talking of making funny noises, what about the semla? You had a semla, didn't you? What flavour did you have? Do you have cream or vanilla?
Cream and vanilla.
And vanilla? Is that banana vanilla?
No, it's cream. So it's cream would taste like vanilla.
Okay, and what's the problem with a semla for you?
I always eat it wrong. I just, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Let's sing a song.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, the semla is crazy. Oh, it the tastes semla. So tasty. Okay. Good song.
Yeah,
why? And what do? You take the lid off and eat the semla?
Yeah.
Or do you just bite into it and it goes, squeezes all over your face?
I bite up it and then eat it.
Do you?
Can see. This is really hard to make, but we have to...
They can't see it, so you have to describe it.
It's like a fox. It's really hard to make because you have to blow it up. Like...
Yeah.
But it's really hard
to make.
It's
not a sex doll. It's just a fox, isn't it?
Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
That's air floating around.
It's from someone's breath.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Al Pitcher's handy little things to make with children, what you do is you make it into a fox and then you blow it. That's it. And then you make it. What do you think is the animal that you most think when you think of Svenska? Because I've just been up in Norland and they were telling us, like, oh, be careful, you might see reindeers, like, running across the road. And I told you what they do. Up there, they put flags up, like, with sticks. And when the wind blows the flags, it's supposed to scare the reindeer.
So they don't hurt.
So they don't run in front of the road, yeah.
But my idea is that you should do, like, a man sitting here. It's like a person who's sitting here, and he's jobbing, and he can put it up if
it's okay, you haven't been well.
Then it's like, then a guy, when he sees one, both closes, two guys closes it, so the reindeer can come out.
Guy or girl?
Guy. So then it opens for the cow to go.
Oh, I see. But where are the reindeers? Behind the gate?
No, they're like... There's one here,
yeah,
in the forest, walking out from here.
Ah, okay.
So two closed, one in.
Yeah, it's tricky, eh?
Yeah, but I think it would be a bit better than scaring them.
But sometimes the cars hit the reindeers, do you know that? And the elk as well. If you hit an elk in a car, I think it's all over. Elks are massive, you know.
I think that it would just use its horns to try to push the car and didn't run away so quick it could.
If the car stopped.
Yeah. I thought it would like I try to like just and fight it away like this.
Okay, you don't need to do that to my face, but
then it's like,
what about wasn't it great? We're in Singapore in the botanical gardens. And you were like, oi, Papa, there's a Komodo.
No, I just, it's beautiful. And I just saw something moving in the leaves, come a bit closer. And I just, Papa, it's a lizard. And just, whatever. And just, yeah, just, well, yeah, okay.
You're not a big fan of zoos, though, are you?
What?
You don't really like going to zoos, like Cole Morden, seeing the animals like that? Would you rather have them just wild?
I would rather have them wild.
Yeah. Because it's weird when you see a tiger caged up, isn't it? Or like a panda. Should we sing a song for a panda? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Pandy, I love you. Pandy, I love you. Pandy, I love you.
Beautiful. And they wonder why we haven't got a number one album, you know?
What?
They wonder why we haven't got a number one album with our songs.
Yeah.
Okay, so a bit of Svenska for you. Fladdermouse. What's that in Engelska?
That's easy, 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 easy peasy, but because it just bat, 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 bat.
Okay. Flodhest? Flodhest?
Hippopotamus.
Yes. Grease.
Pig.
Papa.
Dad.
Dead.
Dad.
Oh, Dad. Okay. You've got a little wiggly tooth coming out as well, man. Yeah. But we've been doing this thing, haven't we, where we look, we read the book, and your reading has become amazing. What do the kids at school say to you when they say, "Wow, you can speak English so well"? What do they say?
Nothing. And I've never seen that.
You don't speak to them.
No, they never say it to me. But what does the fox say? Ring, ring, ding, 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 ring.
Well, again,
the fox say.
Again, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast.
Yeah.
And keeping you away from Pokemon. They've just released 80 new Pokemons.
I know.
How does that feel?
Cool, because we catch some of them.
Caught.
Yeah, caught them, but we found pretty many of them. That's Papa. Hmm. But I found one of them. I found one new one. But right when some was released, 3 more was released.
Wow.
That's crazy.
What do you think of people walking around looking at their phones, looking at their iPads, not really looking at the world? How does that feel? Do you think it's good when you see people just staring at their phones?
Not really. The only thing they do is bleep, 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 bleep.
But they miss the world, don't they? Don't they miss the world?
Yeah, they miss the world. Bye-bye. It is just, this is what happens. Bye-bye, world. I'm going to play on my telephone. Beep, beep.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
They go into their own world.
Beep, 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 beep.
What about that? Did you see the Oscars? The movie awards. They gave out movie awards. And what they did was they said the winner of the best movie
is Zootropolis.
No, not Zootropolis.
What?
Is La La Land, right?
What's that?
You haven't seen it. And they get up, all the people get up, and they're like, yeah, La La Land. And then it was the wrong envelope. The movie that should have won was Moonlight. So everybody's on stage. And then the La La Land guy had to go, sorry, this isn't a joke. Moonlight have won the best film. So they had to get off the stage and Moonlight had to get up there. Is that crazy?
Yes, that's crazy. Oh, crazy.
What's your reaction to that?
Not really. Just something happened.
Something happened, move on.
Just move on. It's real life, not your pretend life.
But it's pretend life because it's actors. They're not real, are they? And was it done on purpose? Was it a publicity? It's like when you woke up this morning and you did a funny looking visa. Was it pretend or was it real? Were you trying to pretend to be sick to get a day off school?
No.
No. Love school.
Yeah, but Mama saw me poop really hard.
Okay.
That's so annoying. And then my teacher said, yeah, he can stay home tomorrow again. Blah, blah, blah.
So you get 2 days off with a sore stomach. It's sport love as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but the good thing is, the bad thing is, it's still hurting my tummy. Since the whole thing started, I'm hurting my tummy.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. My fault. My tummy's fault.
I bought you a semla as well. Do you think you'd be able to eat that?
Are you going to try to do it?
Of course you are. You're going to try until your stomach really hurts. Soon it's going to be the Vorschenzler. You know, the spring. The winter's going to disappear. What do you prefer, hot or cold weather?
Hot. Look, when it's hot, you can feed the birds. But when it's cold, it's really hard to feed animals.
And that's why you shouldn't throw chewing gum and stuff on the floor, because the birds get hungry and then they start chewing and then...
And that's the good thing when the winter, because then they keep the animals away from, bad food. But not really from fireworks. I don't really know what happened when all animals heard fireworks. I don't really know what happened, but I think what happens is that they're like flying up and they like try to run away because they think it's something giant, like
a war.
Yeah, like,
what do you think when you see fireworks?
I think it's amazing, but I got a really good question. I saw bats flying plus fireworks.
In Brisbane?
Yeah.
And you were in...
Singapore!
It was Australia.
It was Singapore.
No, it was in Brisbane and we saw bats flying
yes.
through the fireworks. And you were in a swimming pool watching a movie. That's crazy, isn't it? In Australia.
And it's pretty good.
Is that just normal day for you?
Yeah, just normal. Just swimming, looking at TV.
Swimming, looking at TV with bats and fireworks above you. And that's a normal day?
But the fireworks was after. And I saw nobody in when there was fireworks.
Nobody was in there?
No.
Okay.
And then I was running.
But soon you'll be able to swim here. It's going to be fun. Thank you so much for yawning. Did you yawn then? Have you had enough?
No.
You got anything else you want to bring up or talk about? No?
Not really.
Well, it's been absolute pleasure having you on this. You've got a real fan club. People really love listening to you, you know? How does that make you feel?
Good.
Cool. Do you think that tooth's going to come out? Should we do it live? I'll just pull it out. Live, recorded.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. So but thank you.
I want to say one thing.
Yep.
Maya's got the worst machine ever. You shoot it on someone's tooth and it drags it off.
You put cotton around it?
No.
Then
no,
the door?
No. It's like you put something clistery on it. And it's like a shooter, and you shoot the backward edge, and it really shoots out.
I don't know if that's a legal thing to have.
I don't know, but they still haven't used it.
One thing we did find whilst kind of looking through the house today was your little belly button bit when you were a baby, and you had to cut the, you know, the umbilical cord. How did that make you feel seeing that? 6 years on from the big day.
But not really, because the yucky thing is,
yeah,
I've got it right in my hand.
Ugh. It's just like little skin, isn't it? How does that make you feel when you see that? That was attached to you and then to Mama, and
That was horrible.
It's horrible. Okay, well, that's life, mate. That is life. Thank you so much for joining me, mate.
Okay.
Enjoy your soup, enjoy your semla, and I hope your tummy gets better.
Okay.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that is a cool guy, eh? Kind of guy that says he wants to do an interview, but doesn't really do it. That's what I love about that guy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get your ears ready. Here are some shows.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Okay, if you're listening to this before March 15th, I'm doing Gusta. That's Slutsald in Yavla on March the 8th. So I don't know why I'm mentioning that. And then I'm doing a work in progress show in Safla. It's sold out. Slutsald. But I am doing the Karlstad Comedy Club on March the 16th, Thursday. So come to that. Again, it's a work in progress. All the shows I'm doing at the moment, trying out new gear, new material. And then that includes Tekmatorp, Eslov, and Lorma. Lorma. Very good. Yeah, someone asked me about that. And I am doing that place. Ah, what an idiot. I said I'm not sure when I'm doing it. And I am doing it. So for Lord. To that wonderful person. So yeah, I'm doing that. And then I should have some kind of show. So come along to that. Don't forget the tour is still on sale. Svaria Syndrome. There'll be, hopefully we'll have a poster out soon. Svaria Syndrome. And it's in Gothenburg. It is in Malmo, Stockholm. Those are the dates on sale in Svari at the moment. We are going to add dates. Dates will be coming in Copenhagen, and London, New York, Amsterdam we're trying for, Reykjavik. It's going everywhere. It's going to be absolutely belting fun. So come along to that. If you don't, you will live with regret. Those are the shows, folks.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Okay, so this is the rant of the month, I suppose. It's the rant. It's the thing that makes me a little bit angry at the moment. And I'll tell you what it is. I'm trying to give up sugar, right? I hear you say, I can even hear a Swedish person go, va? Why? Right. I wanted to do a month without sugar. It's tough. Okay. It's tough. And I'll tell you why it's tough. You might as well give up something else. Like killing fish with a dart. That'd be more accepted, I think. I think people would go, do you know what? I know it's a bit of a problem that every time we go near the ocean and you throw a dart at the fisk and nearly hurt someone, but I'm happier than that, than you turning down a bulla. It really is crazy. And when you do it, have you ever turned up to a fika? Have you ever turned up to a fika and said, nah, I'm all right. I'll just have cafe. No bulla for me. Fee fan. People lose their shit, man. People are like, they're coming up, they're like, you know, the person that's closest to you kind of pulls you aside and says, hey, these are my friends here. What the hell are you doing? You're making me look foolish. For fun. So let's just chill on the people who give up the sugar, eh? Let's just relax on them, okay? They're not killing fisk with a dart. So that is what's getting me a bit angry at the moment. And every time I say, or I want to express this, my mouth, it just starts watering because I just think, sugar. Okay, folks, that's the last final piece of the podcast. It's that for March. Have a brilliant month. Don't forget alpitcher.com for all my live shows. Please subscribe to the podcast on Acast or iTunes. Do whatever you need to follow me in a stalky way. I'll always be looking over my shoulder for the love of you. Thank you so, so much for listening, lending me your ears. Look after yourselves, keep warm, and hopefully it'll be springtime when I'm talking to you next. Puss, puss for now, and that was Fika with Al Pitcher. Kram.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.